This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's nuclear power provider says that Russian forces have blindfolded and detained the head of Europe's largest nuclear plant. AP correspondent Karen Chama says the story.
The alleged kidnapping apparently took place not long after Russian President Vladimir Putin escalated his war in Ukraine by annexing four Ukrainian regions. The capture of Ihor Murashovde, the director general of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, was seen as a possible attempt to secure Moscow's hold on the newly annexed territory. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed treaties to absorb the Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions of Ukraine, including the area around the nuclear plant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian forces recaptured the key eastern city of Lyman in Ukraine's Donetsk region, sending Russian soldiers fleeing the area. The Russian retreat came a day after Moscow announced it had annexed the region along with three others. Video posted on social media Saturday showed Ukrainian soldiers on the outskirts of the city waving a flag. One soldier on the video says Lyman will be Ukraine. Reports of Ukraine's advance in Lyman comes weeks after Ukrainian forces launched a counteroffensive to retake control of Russian-held areas. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials said Russian forces killed at least 20 people, including 10 children, in an attack on a convoy carrying people fleeing northeastern Ukraine. The attack could not be independently verified. It follows a missile strike on another civilian convoy in Zaporizhia province on Friday, in which 30 people were killed and dozens more were wounded. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. With ethnic divisions growing deeper, Bosnia will hold general elections on Sunday amid fresh political turmoil nearly three decades after war ravaged the Balkan nation. The country's torn between secessionist Orthodox Serbs and Catholic Croats demanding greater autonomy, while Muslim Bosniaks calling for a more egalitarian state appear to be chasing little more than a pipe dream. For more than two decades, the impoverished Balkan state has been governed by a dysfunctional administrative system born out of the 1995 Dayton Agreement. And while the accords may have succeeded in ending the war in the 1990s, the country has been hampered by political paralysis ever since. Iran's official Irnet news agency reports an attack by armed separatists on a police station in a southeastern city has killed 19 people, including four members of Iran's elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Saturday's report says the assailants hid among worshippers near a mosque in the city of Zahedan and attacked the nearby police station. The report said 32 people were wounded in the ensuing clashes between armed separatists and police on Friday. It wasn't clear if the attack was related to nationwide anti-government protests that have gripped Iran after the death in police custody of a young woman. There's been a prisoner swap between the United States and Venezuela. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Venezuela's government has freed seven Americans imprisoned in the South American country in exchange for the release of two nephews of President Nicolas Maduro's wife, who had been jailed for years by the U.S. on drug smuggling convictions. This all according to a senior U.S. official. The swap of the Americans is the largest trade of detained citizens that the Biden administration has ever carried out, and it amounts to a rare gesture of goodwill by Maduro as he looks to rebuild relations with the U.S. It also follows months of secretive talks, including repeated visits to Venezuela over the last year by Washington's top hostage negotiator. I'm Shelley Adler.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas and stun grenades on Saturday to disperse stone-throwing protesters in clashes that wounded scores off Baghdad's Tahrir Square, where hundreds marked the anniversary of anti-government unrest in 2019. At least 86 people were wounded, about half of them members of the security forces. This according to medical and security sources. They said that 38 protesters were hit by rubber bullets. And once again, our top story this hour, Ukraine's nuclear power provider says Russian forces have detained the head of Europe's largest nuclear plant. Marissa